So the first piece on the concert is called Torn Canvases, and it's by Matthew Tomasini, who is a composer currently living in Hong Kong. But it's a piece for 10 wind and brass musicians and percussion and piano that evokes the paintings of Jackson Pollock. And so there's a lot of splashes of color. It's a very jazzy kind of rhythmic piece that's supposed to evoke kind of the art of Jackson Pollock and what many people call just the art of him dancing while painting and that kind of thing. So that's a really cool piece. And then the bulk of the concert is a piece by Matthew Tomasini's teacher, Michael Doherty, who is on the composition faculty at the University of Michigan. And that piece is called Labyrinth of Love. And that piece is for 15 instrumentalists, solo soprano, Moon Park from the Department of Music faculty will join us. And it's about a 35-minute song cycle of 8 poems, all related to the topic of love, all by female writers that kind of run the gamut of unrequited love to unhealthy love to finally, in the end, the question is, it could be true love. And so it runs the gamut of all those different facets of love.
Can you evoke for me what the pieces sound like, maybe?
I can. And it's really interesting what Doherty has done with setting the music with these pre-existing poems. Michael Doherty is a very populist composer. He has a song cycle sung from the perspective of a Barbie doll. He has... a great chamber piece called Dead Elvis, where a solo bassoon player dresses as Elvis Presley. So he really is great at synthesizing a bunch of styles. So this piece runs the gamut from everything that is a blues standard that you might hear at a blues club to Latin dances to just purely what you might think of as a 1970s pop song. And it all kind of depends on the text that he's setting. So in one of the movements, the fifth movement, is a poem written by a nun from 1500s in Mexico. And that piece, it has a lot of flamenco, Mexican castanets, just kind of brilliance, high brass writing to the movement that features the words of Elizabeth Taylor is written almost as if it is a 17th century piece that could have been written by Purcell or anybody of that time, just kind of a Baroque lament of Elizabeth Taylor talking about how she never thinks she will find love.
Now, who are the players that that are drawn to performing new music?
Well, one of the things is for us as a university, it's really important for us to give our students an opportunity to perform music of their time. As they move from here, many of the new careers are being carved out in performing new music. And it's just important to be able to send a composer an email and get a response and say, hey, what did you mean by this? We've had some pretty strong revelations in the past 3 weeks that it's nice to be able to call Michael Doherty and say, hey, are we on the right track? Because part of it is just an exploration of ourselves and being able to put as much as we can into the music. And you're much more able to do that when you can have that kind of dialogue with the composer. And so I think our students are, they are really driven and really excited about doing the new music because some of the techniques involved in more contemporary composition are a little more demanding on the players. They're asked to do things that Mozart would have never asked them to do, but it provides a good challenge for us. And again, it allows us to relate to the world of music that is happening right now around us.
Thanks so much.
Of course, it's been great to talk to you.